Welcome to The Roofer Show with your host, Dave Sullivan. You found the podcast that helps roofing contractors grow their businesses, make more money, and have more free time. Each week, Dave interviews the industry's top experts who will give you actionable tips and strategies for the real world of construction to help you take your roofing business to the next level. So let's get down to business.
Hey, everybody. Welcome to The Roofer Show. And I want to wish everyone a happy new year and a very profitable 2019. Recording this January 2nd, 2019. And it's going to be a great year. Got a lot of great things planned. And I'm hoping you're doing the same. Hope you're coming off what should have been a record year. Business is booming still, but there are a few clouds developing. So these are kind of things that we're going to be talking about here as we get into some of the episodes. But I just want to thank everybody for listening and remind everyone that this is the place where you can learn how to grow your business, make more money, and have more free time. It's also a place where I share my experience of 30 years of roofing contracting. And there's a lot of ugly stuff that happened over those times. And that's what I want to share and make sure that you avoid those pitfalls. So hopefully I can give you a little information to make the ride a little smoother and a little shorter path. And that's what the show is all about. It's just helping contractors run a better business and have less stress in your life and get more free time, because that's what it's all about, is having the time to do the things that you want to do before it's too late. And that's been my experience. I saw this with my father, worked his ass off. Here's my philosophy. You're young, you got the time, but you don't have the money to do things. You're hot in your career. Now, you've got the money, but you don't have the time because you're working your ass off all the time. Well, you're looking towards retirement. Everybody's, oh, this is what I'm going to do. I'm going to do this and that and travel and play golf and all this garbage. Well, you get to that point, you got the money, you got the time, but then you don't have the health. And that's what happens with so many people. That's what happened with my father. I saw that. I wanted to do it differently, and I did. And that was my goal, was to get to a point where I wasn't tied to this business. I could take time off. I call it the 2-week vacation, where I could take 2 weeks off anytime. It was no problem because I had the systems and processes in place at my company, which was pretty damn successful. And it allowed me to do the things that I wanted to do. So these are kind of the tips that I want to share with you. And I think that's what we all want out of our businesses, as otherwise we wouldn't be killing ourselves doing this. So for today's show, it's just going to be me. And what I want to do is just take a look back over 2018. The name of this show is Shoulda, Woulda, Coulda. And is that something that you said when you look back over 2018? I should have done this, I could have done this, and I would have done this. And you hear that so much. That's not where you want to be. That's not a good thing. So starting off 2019, we are going to kind of get this thing set up, and it's going to be real basic. And I'm going to go through just a number of steps, simple, that you need to really take a look at and be sure you have covered. They're general, they're easy, really applies to every company. And I think you're going to get a lot out of this. And this is episode 92. And when I look back over my last year, just as far as the Roofer Show podcast, it's been a great year for me. The biggest goal that I set was to be consistent. And I think that's really important when you're running a business, or in this case, it's kind of a hobby. But every week, every Friday, I've put out a podcast. Maybe it hasn't been the greatest, but I've gotten something out each and every week, and I've gotten some great feedback this year from contractors. I've worked with dozens of contractors. Dozens of you have come to me for help. It's been great. Really enjoy working with you guys and hoping your business is growing and you're making more money and you're really getting more free time to do the things that you want to do. 2018 really should be your record year. If you're not making money in 2018, you really got to take a hard look if this is a business that you want to be in. And this is where I always start with the contractors that I work with. Why do you want to run a roofing business? And you got to take a hard look at that because, oh, I want to make more money. I want to be able to control my own destiny, you know, this. And I see my boss driving around in his Mercedes. He must be making a ton of money. Well, it's just not that way. And the majority of contractors should not be running their own business. And you can see this from the number of failures, which is about, numbers are all over the board, but it is at least 80% of contractors that start a business will be out of business within 5 years. And with that comes just financial hardships. I mean, people are losing their homes because you got to put guarantees up. You're losing money and you're in a lot worse shape than you started with. And that's what most contractors do. And that's why I tell them that particularly now, this is a great time to go work for another contractor, a good company, because you can make a ton of money. You can have that control. You don't have to worry about making payroll every week, having all the problems that come along with running a business. And there's nothing wrong with that. You can do great. And I think that's where it would really solve a lot of our labor issues if contractors would come to the realization that, you know, this isn't what I'm cut out for. I can help other companies. I can make more money. And there's great opportunities out there. But you've got to ask yourself, you've got to start by asking that question. And that's the first thing I want you to do. Coming into 2019, what the hell are you doing this for? Okay. You better have a damn good reason because it's going to be a tough road for the most part. Now, my opinion, I think we're coming into some tough times. I think that the brakes are going to be put on and only the fittest and the most organized and the best companies will survive. And we're going to see a lot of failures, a lot of heartache for the next year, next few years, in my opinion. And I've seen a lot of these. I don't know necessarily about a recession, but this is going to cool off. So this is some of the things that I want to talk about today, how to prepare for this. Make sure that your company has the foundation where you're going to be able to weather the storm. And the way I'm going to do it is I'm going to go back on some of these episodes that I did in 2018. My favorite shows that I think gave the most value, the interviews, and I'm just going to talk about those briefly. I'm going to pull out just the bullets, just about three or four takeaways from each interview. We're going to just kind of go over that, get this thing set up in an organized way, and give you the episode numbers. You can go back and check those out, get into it a little more, but this will give you a good overview of what's going on. So let's get started. Along with asking that first question, do I really want to be in business for myself? Here is one of my favorite podcasts, episode number 66. And this is one of the most downloaded programs that I had. And this is with Michael Stone. And Michael is a business expert, been around forever, 20 plus years, contractor coaching, really knows his stuff. And the title of this episode was The Top 6 Reasons Contractors Fail. And I'm just going to hit those real quick and you can go back and listen to the full episode. It's a great one. But the 6 reasons why contractors fail, number 1 is they're not charging enough money for their work. And Michael says being competitive is optional, but being profitable is not. How true is that? Number 2, failure to use proper change orders. The problem is the change orders aren't usually written and agreed to before the work is done, and you go to try to get paid, you're not going to get the money. Number three, failure to use good legal contracts. So your contract should state that there will be binding arbitration by a non-attorney arbitrator, according to Michael. And that's what he likes to see. And you got to have a good professional, legally written contract. Number four, having too many employees for the volume of work being produced. This is a big problem. So when production goes down, your overhead expenses go up, and they suck the money right out of your company. So if we start seeing a slowdown, you got to be on top of that. And number five, having an improper payment schedule in your contracts. A down payment means money has changed hands and the customer is committed to you. Get a deposit, always. Number six and last, having a lack of profitable sales. Makes sense. If you can't make at least 8% profit, then walk away from the job. And I agree with that. And that's the advice we've got from Michael from episode number 66. And as a reminder, Michael's got a great 2-day seminar that he runs around the country and goes to different cities. This is a great seminar and you learn so much. I've taken it twice. I love it. It's the best thing going. So check out the original show notes. It'll give you all the information and check out Michael's stuff. Tell him I told you to call him. Check it out. All right. So now we've decided we're going to be a contractor. And we're going to be sure we avoid those six reasons why most contractors go out of business. So now we got to take a look at our corporate structure. Make sure that we've got the big picture, how our company's set up. We've got that done correctly by a professional attorney that understands corporate business. So this is episode number 59, and this was with one of my attorneys, Scott Calhoun. Guy's great, knows everything about this stuff. And the title was, Are You Protected from These Four Business Killers? With Scott Calhoun. And these things, I've seen each one of these put companies out of business, just boom, out of the blue. So these are things that you want to make sure that you are protected from. So first thing, we just want to make sure when we're setting up our corporate structure, and this is, you always want to review this, make sure that you're using the right structure. And whatever it is, make sure you're not set up as a sole proprietorship. Make sure you're incorporated. Number of ways to do it. Best to talk to an attorney. And a lot of guys are LLCs. Subchapter S. Those both are both flow throughs. C corps, little different programs. So you want to be sure you understand this. If you're just starting out, go to LegalZoom. You know, you can set up just even an LLC real quick. It's cheap, easy, but you're protecting your personal assets. And we talk about why your personal money must always be separate from the company money in this episode. And then Scott gets into tips to losing the corporate veil. Because if you don't do this stuff right, they can pierce the corporate veil, come after your personal assets. But the four D's that can kill your business and how you avoid them, I've seen each of these four take down businesses before. And the four are, I call them the four D's: disillusion, divorce, death, and disability. So disillusion happens all the time. You've got business partner, 50-50, and one of the partners wants to leave. It's a mess. So you've got to have policies in place. We talk about the shootout provision, which usually works out pretty well. I've seen that. That's basically what I had in my business. I went through this. I went through a dissolution. Divorce, you got to have a written agreement to give notice of the buyout opportunity in case of divorce. This is a mess because if you buy this business, start this business, and you're married and you get divorced it can be a real mess. I mean, that can shut your business down because it's just, it's always a squabble over what the business is valued at, what it's worth, who gets what. It's a mess. So that's divorce. The third D, death. You want to avoid this? I think I'd rather have death than divorce, though, because I've seen some terrible divorces. But you've got to have an agreed upon valuation, and you want to do this every year or so. So if you've got partners, and you got to have a life insurance policy in place, make sure that's has you covered, and then you've got to have a plan in the event of the owner's death or maybe retirement, because what can happen, your partner dies and his shares go to his three kids and his three kids are jerks. Now that you're partners with these clowns. I've seen it a dozen times. It's not good. And disability, always remember to have a disability insurance policy. It's critical because you have, I don't know what the numbers are, but it's got to be at least 10, you're 10 times more likely, let's say, to become disabled than you are to die. Whether you fall off a roof, you can't do your job anymore. You're screwed unless you have a disability policy, and make sure that it has you covered in case something goes bad. Also, you've got a business partner. One of the partners is disabled, can't work anymore. Well, he's still going to want to get his salary and all of that. So you've got to make sure that you're prepared for that. But those are the four D's. This was a great episode. Check it out. Episode 59, and protect yourselves from those nasty four business killers. All right, so we've talked to Scott. We got all our ducks in a row as far as our corporate structure and our agreements with our partnerships and so on and so forth. Now we're going to get into the organization, and let's take a step back, review how all of these things are happening, what we need to work on coming into 2019, make sure we're ready to hit them hard right off the bat. One of the first things that I do when I start working with a company is I just call them up on the phone and see what kind of response I get as if I'm a new customer. And sometimes it just goes straight to voicemail. I get an answering service. It'll ring to somebody's cell phone and they're on the roof. I can't understand what they're talking about. I'm not even sure who it is that I'm calling because they didn't identify themselves. Regardless, they are leaving a really crappy first impression. And so one of the first things that I make sure that the companies that I work with have is a virtual receptionist. I find that outsourcing so many of these things is the way to go. This is a hard position to fill, is a front desk receptionist. Seems to be a lot of turnover. I know that when we were contracting, it was always a problem. We tried all the various things, answering service and voicemail, and it never really worked out well. The best thing that I have found is a virtual receptionist, which I, as one of the sponsors of the show, is Ruby Receptionists. And these guys are great. They will really set you up in a position where a customer calls, you've paid a ton of money to get that phone to ring, and you want to make sure that you get the most out of that phone call. Now, in episode number 78, I interview the founder of Ruby, and that's Jill Nelson. And the title is Get More Qualified Leads by Using a Virtual Receptionist. And this is a great episode. Learn a lot, something that's always overlooked that I think companies just don't pay enough attention to, which is that front desk and who's answering the phone, because you're spending a ton of money to get that phone to ring. And if it's not answered professionally by somebody that's friendly, you're just wasting your money. Because statistically, 42% of phone calls are from buyers who are ready to buy. And if you don't have somebody that's ready to close them, you're going to lose that business. 2 out of 3 mobile searches end in a phone call, and 30% of all phone calls end in a sale. So this is so important to have the right person answering the phone. Check this out. We cover some great information. or you can go straight to their website at callruby.com/roofershow. And they have a video, tell you what it's about. And if it's right for you, use the promo code roofer50 and they'll knock off $50 off your first service. But that's episode number 78 with Jill, and it's a good one and definitely worth a listen. All right, now we're going to jump into the episodes that really get into the meat of our company here as far as how we make our money, and this is where it all happens. And this is what I call the three-legged stool, is that you've got to sell work, you've got to do work, and you've got to keep score. And that's what it's all about. So we're going to talk about some of the episodes on that. I really get into this in a free download that I've got on my website. If you haven't downloaded this, I suggest everybody check it out because it talks about this. But on my website at theroofershow.com, you can download a free copy. It's called the One-Page Business Plan. But it really gets into all of these things, talks about how to get it. Build a business plan for your business. But the idea of the three-legged stool is that you've got to keep that stool strong and in balance. And what tends to happen is one of those legs tends to get weak over time. The problem that we've had this year, we've got the sales. We've sold the work, but we don't have the people to do the work. So that falls apart. Or we've got the people to do the work, we've got the sales, we're just booming, but the scorekeepers, the accounting department, the bookkeepers, they can't keep up because there's so much volume coming in. Not getting the bills out, we're not getting our job costings, we're losing control over the jobs, and so we're going to start having slippage in our margins, and we're going to start losing money on the jobs. And we may have sold a great job, but our stool's getting weak on the production leg. These are the episodes that I want to get into, but as I say, nothing happens until somebody sells something. So our first leg, talk about how to sell, where to get leads, how to convert. And these are, I've got a ton of episodes because that's I get the most requests for how do I get more leads. That's the number one request. It's all about the leads. Well, there's a lot more to sales than there is about just getting leads because you've got to convert those leads. And let me get into some of these episodes on the podcast, get some of the bullets. So let's just jump into sales. And the first one has to be episode number 40 with Tim Mush. And this is 6 simple steps to increasing your sales in 2018. And this is a great episode. Everybody should check this out. Tim's company is MarketSharp, and they're the leader in CRM software for contractors. It's a great program. But we talk about really setting up the sales process. And they've got a great system, 6 steps. The first one is generating inquiries. We talk about web strategies. We talk about radius marketing in the neighborhoods. We get into a lot of ways that we can start getting inquiries into our business. The second one is the call. And this is about setting up appointments. A lot of opportunities can be lost here and not get back to them soon enough or just not getting the appointment set up. So we really get into that, some strategies to do that, scripting. And number 3 is lead warming. This is how to warm up your prospect. It really helps your closing rates. And so this is before you even go out to the job. You're sending them information. They know who you are. You're not going out there cold. They know about your company and you're not spending a lot of time during the sales presentation to try to explain all these things that you could cover in sending them information before you even get out there. Next one, number 4, is the sales presentation. You need to gear it to today's consumer. And there's technology tools that you can use. And remember, it's just not about the price. I mean, price is pretty far down the road. And this is what the salesman's excuse is. Oh, you know, all they want is a low price. That's not it. So we really get into a lot of great keys on that. And number 5 is proactive follow-up. Because the majority of the prospects are not going to buy at the time. They're going to wait. They're going to sit on it for a while. And that sales cycle, sometimes it's up to a year, as long as a year. So you've got to have a way where you're following up and you're keeping those buyers in the sales funnel, sending them emails, keeping in touch, various calls. And this is what a CRM program does. Does it automatically for the most part. And we get into have a great conversation about that. And then we've got proactive repeat and referral activities. And this is about surveying past customers, finding out what they want and making sure that we are getting our online reviews. This is critical. And talks about how we use newsletters to do a lot of this. But we really cover it all. It's a great process and suggest you check out that episode. And speaking of reviews, just real quick, check out episode number 34 with Aaron Hockel, and that is how to get more online reviews. This is something that I just can't understand why contractors don't put more effort into this. You want to try to have a review on every job that you do. And there's no reason why you're going to be asking. You got to have a system in place. Set a goal, set a reward, however you want to set it up, but it's got to be a goal to try to get more reviews, more 5-star reviews. And we get into that in episode 34 and got some great information, how to get those reviews, how to ask for them, the process to get them. There's all these apps now that you can use that make it really simple and direct them to the best sites that make the biggest difference, because all of your customers, all of your prospects, they're going to check you out before and they want to know what others are saying about you. And these online reviews are better than getting a recommendation from a trusted friend. Everybody looks at these. If you don't have a lot of reviews, it's a mistake. Also, it helps your rankings in Google, big time. So you want to do that. Check out this episode. Talks about what to do when you get a bad review, because you will, how to handle these things. So that's a good one. Episode number 34. Now we're staying with our sales leg, making sure that is rock solid. One of the best ways to do that is in episode number 43 with John DeRosa. And this is how to escape the price-driven sale. Stop selling on price and stop thinking that that's all your customer is interested in. And John does a great job with explaining this. It's a great conversation we have. This guy knows selling. He's been a speaker at the NRCA conferences and seen him a ton of times. And this guy knows his stuff. So you definitely want to check this out. But we get into the conversation about focusing on the customer's needs as a consulting role. We talk about changing the consumer's perception of contractors and that price-driven sale. We got to get away from price because we've got to show the homeowner the value that you bring to the process and showing how you are different from your competition. And if they can't see the difference between you and your competition on additional value that you bring that can justify your price, then you're just a commodity. Like most of these guys, they just go out and throw a price at them. Hey, they think a roof is a roof. Well, you've got to be the consultant and show these customers, potential customers, how you're different and that there is a difference between companies and it's worth the extra money to pay you to do the job. So that's great. John's best sales advice, learn to debrief after every sales interaction. And that's big because you've got to do what I always call a postmortem on every sales call. What'd you do right? What'd you do wrong? And you've got to look at that. Just like the jobs, every job that you do, you've got to have a postmortem, tear it apart. What did we do right? What did we do wrong? What can we do better on? And our last episode on sales is number 82, and that's everything you need to know about PPC to keep a full pipeline. And that was with Mark Levesque. And we had a great conversation about pay-per-click, what we need to do, what you need to know. This is where you've got to really have a professional that knows what they're doing when it comes to paid. He's got some great advice. What's going on now? It's constantly changing. This is an episode you really want to have a listen to, because it's going to be difficult to grow your business without PPC. And Mark is someone that really knows what he's talking about. So check out episode number 82 and bring you up to speed on what's going on with paid. Okay, if we followed the advice of these experts, we now have all the leads we need coming in. We've got a consistent lead flow. We've increased our closing ratio, so we're having to put out less quotes, closing more, which gives us more time, more free time to do the things that we want to do, which is what it's all about. We're focusing on the ideal customer, and we're spending our time with the guys that we want to work with, not these clowns that don't pay us and so forth that just suck our time. So we got all that going right. So now we got to go to our second leg, which is we've already sold the work. Now we've got to do the work. And episode number 48, if I do say so myself, this was a solo cast where I just talked about the production end and how to set up a job, how to go through the job profitably without losing money through slippage. And we did a great job with this at my business. And so I went through all the steps from now we've got the job, and we've got to set up the job package, all the things that need to be done before we have the handoff. And that handoff is where things generally can screw up. And that's handing the job off from sales to production and making sure that's a smooth transition. Everybody knows what's going on. And the big thing here is communication, and communication with the customer, so the customer understands what's happening and you're keeping them in the loop. And this is a huge time suck, and also pisses people off when you don't communicate with them. All of a sudden you don't show up for the job, they're wondering what's going on, and you have to be proactive with your customers to make sure these jobs go smoothly, because we got two ways to make more money on our jobs. And that's first when we sell our jobs for more money, obviously. Well, we learned to do that in the first portion of this episode. And the second is to reduce the costs on the job. It's pretty simple. We need to focus on that and really control these jobs for the maximum profit. And this is what I get into on episode number 48. Really covers everything. Basically starts with a checklist which is our process on how we do it every time. When you get out of that process, things screw up. But if we just stay with the program, everybody understands it, it goes pretty damn smoothly. And I lay that out pretty well in episode number 48. So you should check that out, because not only do we get a good handoff, we've got a good pre-job conference where everybody is on the same page. We know what needs to be done. We know what we need. We have a budget versus actual. So we all agree, okay, this job can be done in 30 man days, let's say. We all sign off on it. Sales agrees. Production agrees. Now we're going to go out and do the job, make sure everything is together. One thing I want to add on this is, in an older episode that really ties into this, is number 16. And that's how to control your labor costs with Dean Logan. And Dean's got a great app. It's called Labor Sync. You've got to have an app. You've got to control this labor and know where your guys are at all times. So that's just a side note, but that's, you've got to control your number one cost, and that's your labor. So we get into all of that, how to close out the job, how to make sure that we're, you know, getting our money, that they know up in advance what the payment terms are, and we need to be paid on time when we say we're going to. And at the end, you want to make damn sure you've got a happy customer and you're going to get a 5-star review. And they're going to be thrilled to give you that. And we talked about the process to do that. Also, we want to make sure that we're getting referrals. There's our process for doing that. And it's pretty simple, but this is what we talk about. We're constantly talking about systems and processes. And this is one where it's simple. It's just a checklist, basically, and we do this every time, and that's how we have profitable jobs, and we have happy customers that are going to refer us to like-minded people, their friends, that are willing to pay a higher price for a better job and more value, and that's what it's all about. That's pretty much covers our production leg, because I go through the whole program. So now we're going to get into our third leg. That is keeping score. This is where so many contractors have problems and they fall down here, where this leg gets weak, because contractors, they don't like the bookkeeping or the accounting or the numbers portion of the business. And they usually push it off to somebody that's either unqualified or worse, dishonest, which is why contractors are notorious for getting embezzled. I know at least a dozen contractors that have been ripped off by an employee, and that money's gone. So you've got to avoid all of this. You've got to put the focus on that third leg, on that scorekeeping leg, the bookkeeping leg, and make sure that is strong. And the first one is episode number 56, and that's the dashboard that you must set up to run a successful business with Randall DeHart. And I've known Randall for a long time. He does outsourced bookkeeping, and this is how I recommend all of my contractors do their bookkeeping. It's outsourced to Randall. They do a great job. You save a ton of money over having an inside person, because this is a tough position to fill, because most contractors don't really understand the bookkeeping and accounting, so they don't really know if this person's doing a good job or not until it's too late. And there tends to be just a ton of turnover in this area. And that's why I like the idea of outsourcing. I like outsourcing a lot of things in my business. You check out episode number 56. We talk about the benefits of outsourcing your bookkeeping. We talk about how to set up. Really, what you want are the reports that you need to have that help you run your business, that give you, it's a dashboard. And basically, we talk about five key performance indicators on this dashboard that we can just look at. And Randall calls it the 5-5-5. It's taking these five indicators, these five numbers, taking them for 5 minutes every day at 5 o'clock. You take a look at these and you're going to have a good handle on where the money's coming in from, where it's going out, whether you're making money, whether you're profitable, about your balance sheet, all of these things. So this is a great episode to give you a good overview on accounting. I highly recommend you talk to Randall about outsourcing the bookkeeping, because it's really an area of frustration for so many contractors, and very few of them do it right. So this is how we keep that scorekeeping leg of our stool strong. So if we take a look back, this episode has been all about getting that strong foundation, which starts off with asking, should I be in a roofing contractor? Then if we're sure that we want to do this, we get our business set up correctly from a corporate structure. We take a look at making sure we've got our agreements, our buy-sells, partnership agreements, get that set up. Then we've got our front office set up. So we get the phone answered properly and we get that communication, that great first impression with our customers. We've got that set. Then we get into the meat of our business, which is our three-legged stool, where we're selling work, we're doing work, and we're keeping score. And that's the basis of our business. And that's what I wanted to cover in this podcast, the best of 2018. I want to wish everybody a great, profitable 2019. To give you a little jump start, go to my website at theroofershow.com, download the one-page business plan, check that out, fill out the form, print it out. You've got a good plan that you can go over with your people and make sure that everybody's on the same page. If you need any help on it, give me a call. Happy to help you out. No charge, no anything. But thanks again, and let's have a great 2019. We'll see you next week on The Roofer Show.